Now we're going to talk about English place names now, in particular, the history of English place names and where they come from, with John Moss. Good afternoon, John, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Dave.
Great to have you on. Now, you are in Greater Manchester. Whereabouts are you, sir?
In Prestwich, Greater Manchester. Actually, technically in Bury, but yeah, Greater Manchester.
And Prestwich, where's the name Prestwich come from, do we know?
Prestwich, anything with Preston, Prest, Prescott, Prestatin, they all mean priest.
Priest? Preston priest. As well, Prestown, Priesttown? Yeah.
Yeah, Preston, Priesttown, Prestwich, Prest means priest.
I never knew that.
Priest.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow. What about, I thought, I'm not sure, I'm going to give you a few names to go out here. Of course, we'll talk about a bit more general stuff, but just a bit of a try and put you on the spot. John, just if you don't know, you don't know, that's fine. But I'm from Derby. I always thought Derby was a Saxon name. Can you tell me anything about Derby?
Derby would have been named after a person, probably.
Yeah.
It is probably Saxon, because Saxons tended not to have surnames, they had single names.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a Norman name by any means. No Norman name ended in a Y anyway.
All right. So. Now, you see, just south of Derby, as you go into Leicestershire, there's a place where I... Go on, yeah.
Yeah, go on then. Shire comes from an old Saxon word, skir, which
yeah.
means district or boundary.
Oh, fantastic. There was a place I used to work in Leicestershire called Ashby de la Zouche.
Oh, that's a good one. Ashby.
I'm assuming Norman. Tell me more. What do you reckon?
Well, actually, it's interesting now because it started as a Saxon town. Ash, obviously the ash tree. By, at the end, is a Viking expression meaning town or settlement. So settlement of the ash tree.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
And then in the 12th century, the Norman family of Zouche was given the manor by William the Conqueror.
Wow.
Became Ashby of the Zouche family, Ashby de la Zouche.
Yeah, fantastic. Give me maybe which towns really, I mean, which kind of nationality has had its most influence on our place names? I mean, or is it kind of spread out quite equally as far as Normans and Saxons
no,
and
no,
Romans?
No. The Normans actually named very few places.
Yeah.
What the Normans did was take over Saxon places that existed and added their name to them.
Yeah.
So Shepton in Somerset was taken over by the Mallet family.
Shepton Mallet, yeah. Yeah.
So all of the original Shepton, Saxon sheep town. By and large, most of our place names are of Saxon origin. And Saxon is a generic word, of course. It means Anglo-Saxon, Jute, Frisians. Generally speaking, Germanic peoples who came over here in the 8th century.
Yeah.
Made settlements, created settlements, and so anything that ends in a ton means that was a farmstead or because farmsteads and villages tended to be the same place. Anything ending in Lee, for example,
yeah.
You've got to realize that Britain was covered with forest, and Lee means a clearing, so they'd clear the forest and make a farm. Make a settlement. So we get tons and we get hams.
Yeah.
Ham means enclosure, so we've got to keep the cattle or the sheep in. Most of the towns in Great Britain have their origins in Saxon.
Now, I thought
and
that...
They described the place. Usually there were descriptions of the kind of place. Or sometimes they were named after the people who founded them, like Birmingham.
Yeah, I've got to ask you about Birmingham, because I always thought that Birmingham was the Birmingham family. It's a hamlet.
It is.
Yeah.
It actually was founded by a man called Burma, B-E-O-R-M-A, we think, although the Saxons didn't write much down. Anything with ing in it, as in Birming, ing means the family or tribe.
Right.
So we're looking at, and ham is the settlement. So we're looking at the settlement of the people or the tribe of a man called Burma.
Ah, right.
That's what it means. The book, actually, I've actually given a whole list of Saxon, Viking, Celtic, French expressions, so that the book I've got, actually, I cover about 7,000 places, but actually there are 47,000.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, we got a place near Derby, just on the Burton kind of border, Burton-on-Trent, called Swaddling Coat. And I was wondering what coats
meant.
Yeah, swaddling coat.
Coat means cottage or cottages.
Oh, wow. So swaddling cottages.
Yeah, yeah. Ing means family, so there's probably, I'm guessing because I don't know this place, there's probably a guy or a woman, most likely a man actually, a Viking probably, called Swad or something like that. Yeah. And his family, Ing.
Now, I lived in Coventry for a while, and nobody talked to me for 10 years, but I went there, and of course, I'm assuming that's a witch's coven and tree. Am I far off there?
Not necessarily.
Right.
Coven, we take the word coven to mean coven, but actually its original, its origin was in the word, same as the word convent.
Oh, so like Covent Garden, maybe even.
Absolutely, yeah. Covent Garden was the garden of the nuns, basically. Coventry, tree means what it sounds. It would mean there had been a tree of some kind, probably belonging to a nunnery or a convent of some kind.
Wow.
And it would have been founded around a tree. Remember, the trees were fairly sacred places in early Saxon times. They were usually meeting places. Or sacred places of some kind, so trees matter.
Yeah.
So we get towns like Sevenoaks, for example, where the town was based around seven oak trees and things like that.
Yeah.
Trees are very, very important.
Now, what about your neck of the woods? Sorry, I was going to cut across you. So you're in Greater Manchester, but Manchester itself, and then, of course, not far down the road, as you go into Cheshire, you've got Chester. Is there any links there with the Chester?
There is. Manchester was founded by the Romans, actually, as an encampment. Julius Agricola came to Manchester in about 1879 and started to build a fortress on a prominent breast-shaped hill, or he described it as a breast-shaped hill. In Latin, Mamucia means breast-shaped.
Wow. I never knew.
Called Mamuciam, which was the Roman fort. Yeah. During medieval times, the Saxons, who didn't speak Latin, of course, called it Mimi Sestra, which means the breast-shaped... Sestra means castle or fort.
Yeah.
The fort at the place of the breast-shaped hill.
Wow. Of course, some of these are quite explanatory, aren't they? That Portsmouth, of course, is talking about a mouth. Am I right there?
It is.
Yeah.
It is mouth, mutha, which is a Viking word, mutha, which means a mouth or an estuary. Yeah.
Now, funny you mentioned Vikings there, because when I used to go up, my family, well, my dad's mum's side originates from Ireland, but part of my family originates from Lincolnshire area and the North East. And when I go up to the North East of Bridlington or Scarborough or Hull or Filey, anywhere around there, you tend to see a lot of... My name's Hodgson, and it's got a Viking origin, and you tend to see a lot of Hodgsons up there, and I wonder whether there's more Viking names in that particular area, or whether there are areas like that where there tends to be a larger amount of names along those lines.
Absolutely right, absolutely. The whole of eastern and northeastern England was Viking territory. They invaded. They were finally stopped by King Alfred, building fortified towns. But the Vikings took over half of England, and it was known as Danegeld, or Danelaw, or Daneland.
Yeah.
And all the places up there show more Viking influence than Saxon. So anything with Thorpin or Thwaite, that is pure Norse or Scandinavian language.
Fraithorpe, I think there's a beach there called Fraithorpe Beach.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Mablethorpe.
Yeah, anything with Thorpin, you'll know you've got a Viking settlement that founded that place.
I'm gonna stick one across your bow now. Skegness.
Oh, it's a good one. Ness means a promontory, an outlying or a sticking out piece of land. That's what Ness actually means, and Skiggy was the man who probably founded that settlement.
And he wasn't to know that it was going to be called and he wasn't to know that it was eventually going to be called Vegas. But anyway, that's another one completely. There's a lot of those areas that you cover. And you mentioned, do you go into Wales? I know it's a book about English names. What about Scotland and Wales?
Yeah. I think it might be the next one, the Celtic name places, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Cornwall. I have done Cornwall, which is mostly Celtic, but... this is specifically English. It's such a big project anyway, just for England.
Absolutely, what about Bristol?
That's a good one. Yeah. Bristol.
Cool. I knew I'd catch you out on one. I knew I'd get
you. Yes, you have.
A lot
of, there are towns that didn't exist at all until 18th or 19th century.
Yeah. Okay.
Bristol emerged as a major trading port in the 18th century, so I've got a very, very strong feeling. And I can't defend this if you take me up on it.
Yeah, okay.
But I've got a very strong feeling that places like Bristol are relatively modern.
Yeah.
Relatively modern, by which I mean within the last 250 years.
Yeah. Well, maybe...
Can't see any Celtic or Saxon or Viking origins in that name. But I might be wrong.
No, I've gone through a few here, and I'll put you on the spot, and you've done really, really well. Is there any in particular that you have got a fancy for and you think, I just love the sound of that place?
Oh, there's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Dudley, you know.
You're Black Country in a bit.
I'm a Black Country lad, yeah. Dudley, the clearing made by a man called Dudda.
Oh. Yeah.
And there are a lot of places like, there are a lot of little towns around Dudley, little sort of settlements, which have really strange names, like Cradley Heath.
Yeah.
Heath's another good, anything with Heath in, for example. That comes directly from the word heather, of course. Scrubland, heatherland, and so forth. Crad's Lee, a man called Crad, who cleared space to make a settlement. Cradley Heath. I love that.
People
always say Cradley Heath, but it's Cradley Heath.
Cradley, yeah. I always used to call it Cradley Heath,
I like Bridge North because Bridge North is a late addition. There was a bridge across the River Severn lower down, which got washed away, which is very topical. And Bridge North was constructed as the North Bridge on the River Severn, the northernmost bridge, actually, when it was first settled. And it was described by King Charles, I can't remember if it's the first or the second, as the most beautiful little town in England.
Yeah. There's some interest. My wife's lived in Spain since she was 8 years old. So when we do go back to England, she's amazed by some of the weird and wonderful names that we have. And some of them actually sound quite rude, some of them now, you know, in different cultures.
Got a section of, I had to be very careful what I put in, and my editor was very, very tough on this one. No, don't put that one in. We'll have people complaining.
Is there any that you can share on the radio?
I'd rather not online because
don't take the risk.
Let me just put it this way. You can work this one out. There's a little town in Somerset, where when it originated, it had a stream running through the middle of the town, which became the public urinal because there were no toilets and no sewers. So it was known as, you can work this out for yourself, the town where people defecated.
Have you got it? Yes, I've got it, yes.
I have got a section in it, as you'll see, with strange, odd and rude names.
Yeah.
There's a few of them, which the Dave Channel on British TV, like Wet Wang, which is one, and Broken Wind and Scratchy Bottom's a good one.
That's a
I know there are, and there are some which... well, here's an odd one. There's a place called Piddle and Lower Piddle.
Yeah, Lower Piddle, Upper Piddle.
Yeah, but they were named because they're sitting on the River Piddle.
Yeah.
But one of the various piddles on that, on that river decided it was rather rude. So they called themselves, the village is now called Puddle.
Far more respectable.
On the River Piddle.
Puddle on the River Piddle.
Britain is a wonderful, wonderful place when it comes to these kind of names.
Absolutely. My second home, because I go to a conference every year and I'm a week away from the kids, a business conference in Harrogate. And they've got some great names around there as well. Where's the gate in Harrogate? Do we know the background to that?
Gat. Gat means road.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
The Viking. Yeah. It's a Viking name. So if you go into York, is a very, very good example. Going to York, there's gate, and so, and the gates, gates mean road.
Oh, right.
Yeah, not gates. Gates are called bars, right?
Yeah.
The roads are called gates. And that's of course, York is a pure Viking city anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, the Romans started there, but it's a Viking place.
We got one in Derbyshire called Wat Stanwell. That's a great name. And Ambergate as well in Derbyshire, which is...
gate means a road, of course.
Yeah.
Amber, I don't know, have any knowledge on that.
What about not far from your neck of the woods, a place where we could meet you halfway between Derby and Manchester and we'd go to Bakewell and have some Bakewell pudding? What about Bakewell?
Well, well's very simple.
Yeah.
It means a well or a spring. bake, I can't give you that one.
Well, I'm just assuming that they did a lot of baking there, and that's where the Bakewell tart comes from. But anyway,
the Bakewell tart comes from there, certainly. Actually, more correctly, it's
Bakewell pudding. Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, the thing is, what I've tried to do is to take the elements of place names,
yeah,
and put together what are reasonable, intelligent interpretations. Some of them, they were named long before anything was written down.
Yeah, yeah.
So the best we're going to hope with some of these place names is very, very educated guesswork.
Well, listen, we're out of time. I could be chatting with you all afternoon. I'm fascinated by these places. The book's called A History of English Place Names, Where They Come From. It's by John Moss. It's available on our website, tre.radio, if you want to order yourself a copy here in Spain. John, thanks for coming on with us this afternoon. Really appreciate your time.
My great pleasure, Dave.
Take
My
care.
Great pleasure.